That squeal tells you it's pure pork goodness. KPIG, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.
Uh-huh. And it is just a little past 7 o'clock, and it's time for news with Travis T. Hip and all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now.
Well, you know, the perspective of being able to look back at things gives one an insight into how many unexpected consequences always come down. For instance, today is the 31st anniversary of Ayatollah Khomeini's Islamic Revolution, which threw the Shah out of power and put in place the government that is now the ruling operation for Persia. It was richly deserved, and we needed to get rid of the Shah. And Khomeini was the influence and the best leader, morally and otherwise, for the whole thing. But now, 31 years down the line, we're not really all that enthusiastic about the results, particularly with the announcement today that the Iranians have now created their first cask of highly enriched uranium, which means they can make their own fuel rods for their power plants. It's highly enriched, in their case, is 20%. And if you start talking and worrying about that, that's 80%. And they haven't got anything close to the ability to produce that. But we still are not particularly happy with the Persian front. And then there's the question of Afghanistan. Charlie Wilson just died, 76 years old. Party Charlie, one of the great characters on Capitol Hill, if you like. Somebody who's open to payoff bribery and influence peddling. He was also famous for chorus girls, cocaine, and a number of other things. But he went to the aid of the Afghan Mujahideen against the Russians, acquired the political clout, and put together a secret CIA program that got them the stingers, ran the Russians out of Afghanistan. Another richly deserved development historically, but there we are, 10 years later. It's not really always what you think. In political developments, the prospect of a showdown over the president's appointment seems to be fading at least slightly. President Obama says he will make several appointments over the presidential recess, which means that they can serve for a year without having the Senate intervene with their problems. Probably Mr. Becker to the NLRB. There's also needed a top end for Homeland Security, the Director of National Intelligence, federal prosecutors that have been stalled. There's a bunch of people out there. It is a gift. If Obama's ever going to have a government that he can get anything done with, he needs to have the government. Senator Shelby, who had put a hold on 72 outstanding appointments, has now relented and is backed off on 69 of them, but he's still holding three appointments hostage for a contract to build the air tankers in Alabama's Mobile Bay air facilities. And he wants an archive of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which is an amazing building that will be built with total atmospheric controls, et cetera, to preserve J. Edgar Hoover's red shoes. And that one is supposed to be built in Alabama, or he won't release these appointments. Senator Shelby is a real sweetheart. Iraq has ordered 250 of its former Blackwater contractors in that country out by the end of next week. Hey, that these guys are no longer acceptable in their country. A lot of the Blackwater people, who are now called XZ or something like that, claim that they don't have any employees left in Iraq, but that a lot of their gunhand mercenaries may have stuck around to take other contract jobs in security business independently in the country, all of them now being ejected, which I suppose is probably a good idea. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the radio on a Thursday already. Stay tuned.